real quick recap for you. Do you remember we told you in Stanford that they were doing a new type of scheduling for this new year? It was quite controversial. We actually started reporting on this in the spring of last year. They ended up going forward with it. Then we found out that it wasn't really working. So now we're going to go reverse course and go back to the way things were before they put this new scheduling in place. Well, now, because of that sort of, we're being told a projected to change it back to the way it was, it's going to be like $3 million. And a lot of that we're finding out is to bring back people to now do the instruction the way it used to be, bring on board more teachers, essentially. But with that, we were learning recently that it's going to mean eliminating meals for kids. It was like a free meals program for all students. It was going to mean eliminating music programs for elementary students. So we've been talking to John Corcoran about this entire thing from the start. John, again, is the president of the Stanford Education Association, which is part of the CEA, the largest teachers union in the state of Connecticut. So John is back because I got to make sure I've got the story right. And I know that they're going to be talking more about this proposal later this week. So, John, welcome back to the show. Always appreciate you walking us through this. How are you?
Good morning, Melissa. How are you? Happy to be here.
Great. I'm glad that you're happy to still keep coming back on, because this is just like the saga that doesn't end, honestly. So I think we recapped how we got to this place. But again, I want to talk about this now, this gap, this money gap, because we're going to go back to the way things were before this block scheduling went into place. And now the threat to all these programs that would be very helpful to students in Stanford. So I'm going to let you take over now. At this point,
well, you know, you're confused, understandably so. And each day I look at the superintendent's proposed budget for the 26-27 school year, I'm confused. But the more I look into it, and the more I talk with Board of Education members who have been really open and really willing to hear from the teachers, you know, and also just not teachers being affected, but some administrators and paraeducators and so on. One of the big things was when they first presented this, in early January of this year, that they would have to hire 30 teachers, as you said, to bring the schedule back. There's two separate schools looking at this budget process of the superintendent. There is like a summary where they would have to hire 30. Then because of low enrollment, they would have to let go of 19. So that's a net gain of 11. The middle school schedule is going back to what it was 2 years ago. So they're talking about eliminating what we call Project Lead the Way, which is a tech program, and a writing program. And that's 27 positions that could be cut. You were right. There's the 4.5 or so instructional music at the elementary school. When you look at the summary, you see one thing, but the budget's over 400 pages that they present to the public and to the board, which can be found by anybody online at Stanford Public Schools. But they have one page that the union pays particular attention to, or not one page, one section. It's about 30 pages. It's called, you know, Section 8, and it is the part where it's a breakdown of each individual school, how many administrators, how many teachers, and so on. And that's the one we pay particular attention to, and we've been working with the Board of Ed with, pointing out what different teachers might lose their positions under the proposed cut. And we find that the summary that the Stanford Public Schools presented to the board and the public doesn't match what's in this quote unquote Section 8. So there's quite a bit of confusion there. And then, as you and I spoke about, we're not so sure that they would need to hire 30 teachers as it is, because the union has agreed that the cap, the teacher load for the high school, would still remain at 150 and not at 125. So it's a little confusing. If you're trying to figure this out, I can say this. There was an article in The Advocate yesterday, Melissa, real quick, that spoke about the enrollment going down between 850 and 900. You saw that, right?
I did, yeah. Well, for people who didn't see that, though, there's been, this was, again, yes, in the Stanford Advocate, the city's public school system experienced a dramatic decrease in student enrollment this year, including a 60% drop in the number of students in the district's program for newly arrived immigrants, according to school data. Overall, Stanford schools seeing a drop of 891 students compared with the previous year. And I'm glad that you brought that up, John, because that was going to be my next question, which is, why do we need more instructors if we're seeing less students enrolled?
Well, here's the thing, and I actually texted the staff writer yesterday. I think if you're somebody who's not up to date on what's going on, and even if you are, again, it can be really confusing. Some mornings I wake up and I go, whoa, those 891 were true. They were projected in last year's budget for, you know, this current year, 25-26. But if you read it and you read the board documents, they're taking care of that 891 in the 26 and 27 school year, which makes no sense. Last year was one of the highest budgets that the Board of Finance and the Board of Reps gave, over 5% to the Stanford Public Schools. So it looks like we have an enrollment next year of going down 891 or 890 kids, when in actuality, the net is it's going up like 30. So we'll call it flat, a wash. But that's my question to the superintendent and her staff. Why all of a sudden are we taking care of this in the 26-27 school year when it should have been reflected in the school year that we're in? So that's confusing, and that I'm still trying, and we're all still trying to figure out. So there's a lot of questions to be asked. I know tonight, Melissa, the Board of Ed has a meeting. It's a virtual meeting. I don't believe it's in public. Where, one, they're going over the superintendent search, but, two, they're going to be asking these types of questions. They've heard from the public. They've heard from the unions. So I'm sure they have a ton of questions to ask the superintendent and her team. And then this Thursday is a public meeting where parents and community members can ask questions or bring up what they don't believe are cuts that should occur, like the instrumental program. If we remember, they wanted to cut the programs last year as well. So, and right, they ended up not being cut.
So do you think, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, John, but do you think the threat of saying, well, because we're reversing course, kind of like the last conversation you and I had when we first heard about a $3 million, you know, difference, essentially.
Right.
Do you think that this is kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say garbage, but, like, do you think that this is sort of not as true of a headline? I mean, when you say we're going to cut meals and instrument programs for elementary kids, I mean, that's like, you know, the commercials of, like, hey, you could save a dog that's not getting food today. You know what I'm saying? Those are, like, you're pulling at the heartstrings of people. But I don't really know if this is as accurate as they're saying. I mean,
I would again, just based on the data that we've seen in that 400-page document, in the beginning, there's a summary as well. And I know they put a lot of work into putting this document together. They start basically in August or September of trying to put it together. So I know it's a lot of work, but I, as you said, I wouldn't say garbage. I think a lot of the data that they put together is skewed. I think it's totally not accurate based on what we're reading and what we're seeing. And when I presented the SEAs, the Stanford Education Association, looked through the documents and sent the 9 board members what we saw, something doesn't gel. Something doesn't mix. Something's quite not right. So I would never say they're coming out and they're fibbing or whatever that term is, but something just doesn't gel together. Because looking at the numbers, and I was on with a couple of board members this weekend, looking at the numbers, there's something's amiss. I could tell you this. One of the things that the finance chair, who does it, he does a great job for the city of Stanford. I know, and he's got an insurmountable task in doing that job. He was talking about $3.5 million. Being saved in resignations and retirements and leave of absences. Well, as of January 12th, we've already surpassed that. and resignations and retirements continue to come in. It's only February 2nd, so there'll be quite a bit more. So there'll be more money saved. He was talking about $3.5 million, and we're well over $4.5 million already. That's money that goes back into the coffer of the city. So, you know, again, nobody knows. You and I spoke about this. Nobody knows. The program of study should be going out, I believe, this week for high school students to pick their schedules. We don't know what's going to be picked, what's being offered, what the class sizes are, how many teachers you're actually going to need. And then, you know, those resignations, retirements that keep coming in. So you do your best to make a good guess, which I can appreciate by them. But I think that their estimates, based on what we're seeing, just they don't gel.
My understanding, and again, we've got John Corcoran here, who's the president of the Stanford Education Association. My understanding is that on February 5th, the school board is going to host a public hearing on the budget.
Correct.
So
correct.
I think people should show up and ask for clarity, ask for transparency, ask for understanding. And again, I'm not trying to knock anybody in particular, but it is incredibly confusing. And in a year's time, it does feel like, again, I don't even know how we got to this place, John, because it was so incredibly clear by families and teachers and entities such as yourself and the Stanford Education Association that this was not going to be the right move, especially with an outgoing superintendent. And
correct.
Yet we went forward with it. And so bar anything, the question needs to be, well, if we're now seeing budget cuts or that we're going to see major programs leaving, allegedly, possibly, potentially, how did we get to this place? Well, maybe it was because we weren't listening to the people who are on the grounds and being impacted and telling you this isn't going to work. And now we're being punished for it.
I agree. And I will say this. We're building along with the administrators union and downtown. We're trying to be as collaborative as we can, which we are. The schedule for the high school for next year, that's reverting back to two and three years. Yeah, the old way. Remember that this schedule that the board agreed to put back is technically only for a year. So then what does that mean when the new superintendent, where she or he comes in? You know, what I don't know any manager, whether it's corporate world or whatever, comes in and starts, you know, slashing and doing this. It's going to take them a year to figure out, okay, what's working, what's not working, who do I need, who do I not need, you know, what are we going to do? But I would agree with you that, you know, what we all said about the high school schedule and the middle school schedule, it's all about kids, right? That's what we're all here for. It's all about our students. And I've said this to you a bunch of times. When the union does something, we put our kids first. We don't always come out and make the right call. Then we have to turn around and say, we made a mistake. We didn't make the right call. It's very difficult. I haven't heard the district do that ever, that, you know, we made a mistake here or, in our eyes, as we all know, we think the schedule was a huge mistake. Scores are not where they should be. But we can argue that for days. Right. But I hope with the new board, and new leadership coming in, that we're going to end up doing right by our kids, because it just doesn't seem in the last couple of years. I mean,
there's a disconnect.
There's a major disconnect.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. John Corcoran, again, president of the Stanford Education Association. I appreciate you always making the time to come on the show and to walk us through this and talk to us about this. As far as the public is concerned, I just want to remind you, February 5th, the school board will be hosting a public hearing on the budget. The board is expected to vote on the budget by February 24th. So we certainly will keep an eye on this. And by the way, we're not even close to it then being done. It's, of course, going to have to go to the Board of Finance. It's going to have to go to Board of Representatives, all of that. But it is important that you have your voice heard and that you ask these questions before the budget process continues going forward. So February 5th, you might want to be there. If you're a Stanford parent, you're a Stanford taxpayer, you work in the Stanford schools, you should be there asking those questions. There's a public hearing on February 5th. Thanks, John. We appreciate it. And keep us posted on what happens next.